Good morning, First Baptist members and friends. My name is Karen Mickens. I am representing the Finance Committee on this, the fourth day of our fasting and praying program from January 3rd to the 15th for 2022. Fasting and praying humbles us so we may receive more fully the grace and power of God, thus allowing us to walk more deeply in His purity and strength. Today, our prayers will be for the nation. We will begin with a musical selection, followed by scripture reading by Sister Ann Hunter Henry and prayers by Brother Leroy Taylor and Sister Mildred Tolliver.
When the night is dark, fire you had has lost its spark. Take a little peace from God. Take a little peace from God. Let it burn in your heart. When your
Good morning. This is Ann Henry. I will be reading Psalms 33, verses 12 through 22. That's Psalms 33, verses 12 through 22. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, whose people he has chosen as his own. The Lord gazes down upon mankind from heaven where he lives. He has made their hearts and closely watches everything they do. The best equipped army cannot save a king, for great strength is not enough to save anyone. A war horse is a poor risk for winning victories. It is strong, but it cannot save. But the eyes of the Lord are watching over those who fear him, who rely upon his steady love. He will keep them from death, even in times of famine. We demand upon the Lord alone to save us. Only he can help us. He protects us like a shield. No wonder we are happy in the Lord, for we are trusting him. We trust his holy name. Yes, Lord, let your constant love surround us, for our hopes are in you alone. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word.
Good morning, First Baptist family, friends, and visitors. David said in Psalm 40, verse 1, I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. Let us pray. Most holy and Father of us all, Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we thank you for this another opportunity to come before your throne of grace. As we come with grateful hearts and thankful hearts, thanking you for your grace and mercy and for your goodness and for your kindness. We thank you for the light of love, the light of forgiveness, the light of peace, the light of truth, and the light of Christ, who came, suffered, bled, and died, that we might have salvation, that we might have eternal life. We ask now thy blessing upon each and every one that's under the sound of my voice. Bless those who had a heart and mind to be here this morning, but for whatever reason could not be. We pray that you, Lord, would continue to lead, guide, and direct us, love and protect us, that we might have your everlasting joy, peace, and love in our hearts, in our families, and in the world. We ask thy blessing upon the sick and those that are under the shadow of bereavement. Lord, we know you to be a healer and a comforter. So we ask that you would hear our plea, that you would fix whatever we stand in need of, if it be your holy and divine will. Now, Lord God, we're asking a special blessing upon our nation. We are living in some turbulent times in our nation's history. Today, we commemorate the one-year anniversary of a vicious attack on our democracy, and division and turmoil seem to be happening all over the world. Lord, you said in your word that if my people, who are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. So, Lord, we come humbly before you this morning, asking that you would hear our cry and have mercy. Have mercy, Lord, on our nation. Over in Exodus 14:14, you told us that you would fight for us, that we need only to be still. And then in 2 Chronicles 20:15 tells us that the battle is not ours, but God. Lord God, we know that you have all power and authority in your hand. So we ask that you would help us, Lord, dear Lord, to be patient and wait on you. We give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory. For to God be the glory. For it is in Jesus' name we do ask these blessings, and our soul says, amen, amen, and amen.
Let us continue to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for peace in this change in time. We pray for all the leaders of the world. We pray for your healing of the nation. Please, Lord, let your peace reign over us all. You said in your word, these things I have spoken unto you, that ye may have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulations, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep you, your hearts and minds, through Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, in your name we pray. Amen.
In closing, I want to thank everyone for serving today, and we thank all of you who joined in with us during this hour. I invite everyone to continue with us tomorrow as we go through our fasting and praying season. Have a blessed day, and this concludes our service for the day. Thank you.
Lift your voices.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Anybody in here say, help me say, Savior.
Savior, Savior, Savior.
Savior.
Savior, Savior, Savior.
I know him as a Savior. Savior. What's his name? Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus.
If you've ever been sick in your body, you know him as a healer. Say it.
Healer, healer, healer.
I wish I could get somebody to stand on their feet and say, healer.
Healer, healer, healer.
He can heal you right now, right now.
Healer, healer, healer.
Oh, break it down and you'll say, healer, real soft. I gotta talk.
Healer,
this here
healer,
had a stroke. Doctors counted her out. But she's here tonight. You can't tell me my God ain't a healer. I don't know what the doctor told you this year. But I dare you to touch what the doctor said was wrong. Touch what the doctor said was wrong. And just help us say, healer, healer, healer.
Healer, healer.
Come on, touch it, touch it, touch it. Touch somebody else, touch them. Come on, grab somebody and tell them he's a healer, come on.
know is Jesus. He's been everything to me. You can always call on the name of Jesus. And when Jesus comes, whatever you need, total deliverance is in that situation right then. Because when he comes, healing comes, deliverance comes, everything comes.
Clap your hands and give God a praise.